Hey, Tom, I've heard you come up on the platform and say, we practiced well and this week and not have a good game Sunday. I've heard you say we haven't practiced that well and had a good game Sunday. Two-pronged question. How was practice gone this week, and can you really tell what practice means in terms of playing on Sunday night?
Well, it'll ultimately come down to, you know, those 3 hours Sunday night. So you're right. We've done both. We've had great weeks and bad games, and bad weeks and great games, and we've had great weeks and great games, and vice versa. So, you know, you'd always feel better going into the game after you've had a good week of preparation. And, you know, I think the team's done a good job. So really understanding who we're playing against, how they play, why they win. And, you know, we're playing a great football team. So it's going to take our best 3 hours of the season against, you know, our biggest challenge all season. And hopefully we're up for it.
Hey, Tom, I understand you're a big fan of the team magician, John Logan. Can you tell us what you like about him and how he helps the team? Or, I don't know, inspiration, stress relief, whatever.
I saw him in there a couple weeks ago, and you know, did some amazing things. So I think everyone's blown away by a little magic. So it was pretty cool, you know.
And also, could I ask you about Donald Trump? President Trump gave you a shout-out last night in Washington. I don't know if you heard about it. He said you called him. Just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the call and wishes for the new president. I don't know if he invites you to come to the White House. Whatever you want to say.
I don't have much to say.
Did you call him?
Did I call him?
He said
yeah.
You did.
Oh. Let's talk about football. So,
speaking of it, yeah. We got two ownership groups that are very, you know, well known in the league with the Rooney family and the Steelers, the Kraft family and the Patriots. I've just been asking about the players this week how the Kraft family sort of helps you guys succeed. How do they touch you as a player? How would you relay that?
I think everybody knows how I feel about Mr. Kraft. So, he's been a great influence in my life, and you know, he just provides such great leadership for our team, and you know, I think he's you know, fought through a lot of adversities in his life to get to this point, and you know, I have nothing but love and respect for him.
Tom, what intimidates you anymore on the field?
I don't know if intimidates the word. I mean, I think you always go into the game understanding what gets you beat, and cautious of, you know, the things that they do well. I don't think it's, you know, necessarily intimidation. I think, you know, what helps you win and lose is really good performance and execution and so forth. So.
Is nervousness the right word? Maybe. Do you still get nervous?
No, I think, you know, you just get anxious for games because, you know, you put there's a big buildup to them, and you prepare pretty hard, so you get a lot of that, you know, you just want to get out there and play because you feel like you built up the whole week on the practice field, and you've talked about a lot of situations, and you just got to see how they play out. So I think it's just more anxiousness.
Tom,
the Steelers have been known for great defense since you've been in the league. Can you put your finger on why you've had so much success against them in your career?
I think, you know, it's just we just played a lot of – I mean, I don't know. It's just played a lot of good games against them. And, you know, they played some good games against us too. So it's a tough defense. They got a lot of good players on their side of the ball at all levels of the defense.
We've seen a number of elite quarterbacks as their careers go. The offense kind of evolves away from them being at the center of it a little bit. And we saw with Elway and maybe Peyton last year. How much do you appreciate the fact that even at 39, the Patriots offense still goes through you?
I think, you know, we try to find out, you know, what the other team is you know, having a hard time stopping. So I don't, you know, some weeks it's more passing, some weeks it's more rushing, some weeks it's, you know, more to the receiver, some weeks it's more to the tight ends or the running back. It's all a little bit different. So over the course of the whole season, you got to use different, you know, game plans and so forth, different execution things that you talk about. I don't think the fundamentals of football change necessarily, the blocking, the tackling, the throwing, the catching, all those things that we work on through training camp. But the schemes change, and you try to, you know, put your team in the best position to win. So as a quarterback, you're always trying to direct the blocking assignments and trying to just set protections and get us into good plays. I think that's what, you know, we've always tried to do here, and that has evolved over time. But, you know, you'd like to go out there and run. If we have 70 plays, you'd like to run 70 good plays. That's what the goal for me is every week.
Tom, how engaged do you have to be at this stage of your career in terms of talking to guys who may not have been on this stage before and telling them how they might succeed at this level? And has that changed as you've gotten older in terms of engaging with your guys? I know a lot of the guys in that locker room have been on this stage, but somehow.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of guys know how to get ready to go, and coach does a good job preparing them. You know, I think part of the veteran responsibility is to let some of those guys know anything that, you know, you might know as a player, feel as a player going into, you know, a big game like this. So you try to convey those messages over the course of the week of practice, you know, basically all the time. You know, wherever you are, you try to, you know, let other guys know some of your experiences and how to deal with them. But a lot of people ask questions, and some people take the information and retain it, and, you know, others don't. So, you know, you just try the best you can do.
You mentioned you're anxious. Is it fun preparing for a game like this, or is it just more nerve-wracking because of all the minutiae you're putting in because you want to get to the outcome?
No, it's the whole process. So, you know, you just can't skip through all those things and get right to the game. You got to go through the whole thing, and you got to go through, you know, the whole week, the film study and the, you know, all the practices, all the meetings, walkthroughs. You know, it's a lot to prepare for, especially against a great defense. So, you know, a team that's won, I think, 8 or 9 straight, you know, are playing as well. They played all season, scoring points, you know, limiting them on offense. They played great last week. So it's a tough test. So we're going to need to, you know, be our best. Thank you, guys.